We want to thank Rick Goslin from the Dallas Morning News, giving us the latest on Nick Saban and the Miami Dolphins franchise. As I watched Wayne Huizenga up there, I thought, there's a guy who's a kind man, especially at this level of business, who's trying to do the right thing and saying all the right things about how they respect him. But the reality is Nick Saban left this job and it's put them in a really tough situation. Let's turn down that music here so we can talk about what's really going on, which is the playoffs are going to be the subject for the next few weeks in the NFL. But before we get to that, we have our regular correspondent, pretty regular correspondent, a guy that covers the NBA and the best stories in the NBA for ESPN, the magazine, Rick Bucher. Rick, how's your haircut, bud?
My haircut is looking very good. It's one of those must-haves when you're doing TV as well as all the other things I do. And what is with this, like, semi-regular or pretty regular? I am a regular correspondent of your show.
You are the man.
No half measures on this.
Good, I like that. I like commitment, especially when we're talking about Nick Saban and commitment issues and coaches that say one week that they're staying and they would never leave and don't even bring it up and then suddenly leave again. So let's talk about a different kind of commitment, which is the commitment of the Philadelphia 76ers to kick AI out of there finally, and AI saying his true commitment is to winning. That's the only thing he cares about. Talk to us about this new marriage with Carmelo and what it's going to mean, especially after the interesting acting out that AI did last night, getting kicked. I think he was kicked out of the game with about a minute 30 left.
Yeah, well, obviously, that was an emotional game for him. And I'm not all that surprised because he's always been an emotional player. And the fact that he was seeing his old team for the first time, he's trying to adjust the way he plays. He was always dominating the ball. He was getting criticized at the end for that. And he wanted to show them that he was a different type guy. And making that transition was obviously a hindrance to him in the game. And that's why it kind of unraveled. And he also clearly, he wanted to win. He wanted to show that he was in a better place. Well, you know what? The Philadelphia 76ers had something to show, too. They wanted to show that the shackles are off. You know, for the longest time, everybody said that the Philadelphia, if only Allen could get more help in Philadelphia, that was the problem. He didn't have enough teammates who were talented. Well, if you're a player of any ilk, you resent that inference. And they had the guys left behind had an opportunity to demonstrate just how much they resented that, and they did it by picking up a victory against in their first challenge against AI rather than with him.
The Sixers lost 14 of 16 road games, 19 of their last 23 overall, scored 100 points for the first time in 16 games, and they're 4-4 since Joe Smith and Andre Miller came to Philadelphia. What are Joe Smith and Andre Miller doing for Philly?
It's not so much just those two guys. There are guys like Kyle Korver and Andre Iguodala who are talented in their own right. But what anybody on Philadelphia would tell you is that as talented as Allen Iverson is, as hard as he plays, he is a difficult guy to play with because you don't know what he's going to do. And if you're a complimentary player, trying to figure out where you need to be on the floor, when you're going to touch it, if you're going to touch it, when that is all consistent and up in the air, it makes the game very hard to play. And that is the challenge in playing with a guy like AI. He's great because the opponent doesn't know what he's going to do half the time, and so he has an advantage. The disadvantage is his teammates don't know either, and so their ability to perform at the utmost level is difficult. Now that he's not there, Kyle Korver, Andre Iguodala, those guys are getting consistent touches. Andre Miller is, while he's not a true point guard, he's certainly more of a point guard than Allen Iverson. All of that means that these guys are just getting an opportunity to maximize their abilities, and that's why you see them scoring the way they are.
And moving along to, of course, two missing pieces. If AI is a moving piece, something that you can't depend on night to night for the same thing, you'll depend on maybe effort, you'll get production, but you won't get the same things, if that's what I hear you say. It doesn't create a sort of a consistent framework of roles for the other members on the team. What about Carmelo Anthony and J.R. Smith? When they come back, the league's top scoring tandem, just how good will the Nuggets be?
It's going to be interesting. Allen, I've seen Allen play in international competition or in all-star games, where he has tried to be more of a facilitator, more of a setup guy. And he's demonstrated that he has the basketball knowledge and the talent, the requisite skills, to be exactly that. So it's not as if he can't do it. He just never did it consistently in Philadelphia. Since he's come to Denver, he has tried to be that. If you look at his assist totals, I mean, he had 9 last night. He's had double digits a number of times. He never did. He's done that more times in Denver than he did during the first part of the season with the Philadelphia 76ers. So if he continues along that vein, if he continues to look at himself as, I just want to set these guys up, I want to try to get Carmelo Anthony and J.R. Smith shots, they are going to be fine. It's only if he reverts back to being the AI who believes that he has to do it all himself that they're going to get in trouble. And keep in mind, their record is, I believe, 2-4 now since AI came on board, and they've been without Carmelo and J.R. Smith. They also, 4 of those games, they didn't have Marcus Camby because of a finger injury, and that's the other element. This isn't just about Carmelo Anthony and J.R. Smith and Allen Iverson. Marcus Camby, as a shot-blocking big man, has to be healthy for the Denver Nuggets to be successful this season. If he's not there, doesn't matter how well Carmelo and AI and JR get along, that is not going to be enough at the defensive end for the Denver Nuggets to make as big a noise as they're expected to make now that they have both AI and Carmelo.
Talking with Rick Bucher from ESPN Magazine about the NBA's top story, in my view, that this new marriage with AI and Carmelo, but it's also with the rest of the team. Who has AI's ear? Is he willing to listen to a George Karl, or is this bitterness that he even talked about after the game last night? If he's focused on the bitterness of what happened in Philadelphia, how can he listen and take full advantage of the opportunity in Denver?
Well, I don't think he translates his feelings about Mo Cheeks to George Karl. And George Karl has worked with some very tempestuous personalities in the past. He coached Gary Payton. He coached Sean Kemp. He coached Glenn Big Dog Robinson. He coached Sam Cassell. He knows how to handle fiery personalities who love to dominate the ball, and he's been successful with them. So George Karl is smart enough to, and he certainly did it with Carmelo coming on board. He's the type of coach who he knows more. And it's difficult to find coaches necessarily who are smarter about the game than the superstars in the league. And George Karl is one of those guys. So I don't believe that Allen Iverson is going to have the same problems with George Karl that he had with Mo Cheeks. Here's the other factor, is that everybody looks at the problems in Philadelphia between Mo Cheeks and Allen Iverson. At least half of that blame has gone to Allen Iverson. This is his opportunity to prove that he wasn't the problem. If he has problems with George Karl the same way he had with Mo Cheeks, people are going to begin to look at it and say, oh, maybe Mo Cheeks isn't the problem. Maybe it's Allen Iverson. This is his opportunity to make people believe otherwise.
In our last 20 seconds, Rick Bucher, what is George Karl going to do to accelerate the transition when these guys come back? What can he do right now? Can those guys practice with him?
Sure. Those guys can practice. They can travel with the team. They can do everything except be in the arena and on the bench during games. So, he's trying to win games in the interim, so I don't know how much practice time he can spend with them, but certainly they can start going in that direction. And I'm going to get a chance, hopefully, in the next couple of days to sit down with both AI and Melo. And maybe the next time I'm on, I'll have a little more for you on exactly how those two are getting along.
Okay, my friend. Rick Bucher, you're the best, buddy. Get back to that haircut. You look marvelous.
Happy holidays.
Thanks, Rick.
Thank you.
Happy New Year, man. When we come back, Solomon Wilcots and Larry Weissman from USA Today about the playoffs, Nick Saban, and more. Stay with us. Head Games on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite.